أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل شيء موزون وجعلنا لكم فيها معايش ومن لستم له برازقين وإن من شيء إلا عندنا خزائنه وما ننزله إلا بقدر معلوم صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the buruj, the stars that are in the atmosphere, in space. And from there Allah ta'ala showed us some very important lessons with regards to its adorning and decorating the skies. And Allah also used it to keep away the shayateen from listening to the hukam and the ahkam and the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, in these verses, number 19 to 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the earth. And the earth is closest to us. And what Allah has kept in this earth for us, Allah says, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدَنَاهَا. And the earth, we rolled it out, we stretched it out, we pulled it out. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say that from just one lump of soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to this lump of soil, roll out. And it began to roll out. And of course we heard and we hear the riwayat where the first part that bubbled up thereafter, it was first water, according to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then on that water, this earth rolled out, and the first place to bubble up was that where the Kaaba, the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. And then we have this perfect earth that we will call a globe and call it whatever, but it is undoubtedly the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the narration it comes that the earth was like a boat that was rocking. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِ. And then we placed on top of this earth its rawasi. Rawasi actually, ra'sun means heads. And here it refers to the mountains. We had placed it to cause stability. There's one very important point that we need to remember. It was not that Allah Ta'ala did not know that this will happen, and then, as we say, an afterthought. This was not an afterthought. This was, Allah Ta'ala shows His Qudrat, that how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala resolves issues and matters. And then Allah Ta'ala places these mountains on the earth, and that becomes, like Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Naba, Autada, it became pegs on this earth. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ. The Qudrat of Allah, and now again in that Qudrat of Allah, another Qudrat of Allah, and in that Qudrat of Allah is the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we cause everything to grow موزون in fixed proportions, in fixed estimations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes everything to come out of this earth in absolute fixed proportions. It is the wisdom of Allah that sometimes we may get shortages. There will be drought, famine, short of food, etc. But in the general sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not undersupply the earth and the inhabitants of this earth. And the other aspect is Allah ta'ala does not oversupply. Under supply we can understand, there would be hunger, there would be starvation. And oversupply also, that then it becomes difficult for man to store, it becomes difficult for man to dump, it becomes difficult for the farmers because of their pricing when there is an oversupply. So Allah Ta'ala has kept all of this in absolute proportion, and that we don't have any idea of how it is all done. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشِ. Allah Ta'ala says, and in this earth we have kept your livelihood. How Allah Ta'ala keeps our livelihood in this earth. The truth and the matter is, if the earth stops producing, man stops earning. Either the produce of the ground, either the raw materials that are under the ground, or the precious materials that come from the ground, all of that, if Allah Ta'ala puts a stop, if Allah Ta'ala puts a stop to the rains that come down on this earth, each and every one of us will not only suffer starvation, but we will have absolutely nothing by way of our income and by way of our risk and sustenance. وَمَلَّسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. And we have created those beings that you are not the sustainers of. Here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, number one, Allah Ta'ala gives us our subordinates. Allah compels us to support. We are not the sustainers. There's a huge difference between supporting someone and sustaining someone. The ultimate sustainer is Allah. And Allah has this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains some so that they may support others. Then in this also will be those that are in livestock. Allah Ta'ala has created you not the sustainer. Allah Ta'ala sends down the rains. Allah Ta'ala causes the grass to grow. And all of that is all in the qudrat and in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah says that there is nothing but its treasure is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Now generally, when we look at treasures, it is about gold, it is about silver, and generally treasures is found in the ground. But here Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about that. If we ask ourselves, we had some few windy days, wind is necessary for whatever in this earth, but where is the treasure of that wind? It is there by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Where are the treasures of the rain? It is there by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when we speak about treasures, generally it is about material acquisitions. But here, what man needs, happiness, the treasure of happiness is in the hands of Allah. Health, good health, the treasures of good health is in the hands of Allah. Solace and comfort, it is in the hands of Allah. And like that, all the treasures of everything is in the hands of Allah. What you and I need to learn is how we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we do not send it down, but again, in a fixed appointed measure, that is in the hands of Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dispatches as Allah ta'ala so desires. Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.